grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Number one cannabis law reform expert Chris Valley is here in the BFM studio. We've got to check a number one in front of Chris Valley.
That's high praise.
Got to check a number one in front of it.
Sounds good. I feel good saying number one.
A plus number one.
Chris Valley from the hemp store.
Don't overdo it. There are plenty of people doing a lot of good things, but there's one little minor thing that I could potentially claim to have the first of, and that is when Colorado became the first state to go legal, and I was the first international tourist to go there on the day it was legal on a paid cannabis tour.
What?
If there's anything I continuously claim, it's being some first cannabis tourist.
Okay.
In the legal era. There was a shooting on the first day. Oh, it was great. That's America, right? Speaking of America, in this week's news, the law reform continues. Hawaii, first part of Polynesia, actually, to decriminalize. So Hawaii has brought in a law reform this week, following on from Illinois last week. And I think it was Maine the week before that, and it just continues. But unlike as the listener will recall, Illinois built in a lot of social equity into their reforms.
Yeah, you're saying it's time and we've done it.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool model. Hawaii, it's just dipping their toes. They've decriminalized 3 grams. So
what, a fitty bag? How much is that?
Three and a half grams
is an eighth. So that's a typical 50 in the US. They're pretty. They're pretty measured with their sort of 50 bags.
Gram limit of all. So we now have 11 states in America that have legalized, and I think another 16 that are decriminalized, and this is the lowest limit of all of them. So, but hey, it's a start, and it's the first in Polynesia, so which is interesting in its own right.
Is that so? You can carry three grams on you, and you're not getting any trouble.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that's out and about. I don't know.
Is it like a Red Bull where I'm only allowed like two a day kind of thing, or can I just get as many?
Well, that would be the thing, right? And if you grow one plant, you're over that. So,
Oh, it remains to be seen. So it'll make a holiday in Hawaii a little bit mental, won't it?
Well, that's right. And their medical law, which one of our board members, Rebecca Ryder, tested out, which is their medical law doesn't discriminate based on where you live. You're there in Hawaii, you can access their medical cannabis scheme, and then you access that legally, and then you can bring that back to New Zealand. And there you go.
Right.
So that is one way that patients can do it, is go have a holiday in Hawaii and get it dispensed there and come on back. And you can only bring 1 month, though, so small amounts at a time. Check with your lawyer first.
Just quickly, Chris, is there any reports of anyone that's like so allergic to weed that they can't even be around like the smoke?
Oh, absolutely. This is actually a hazard in the cannabis industry that I myself am very concerned about, and that is that the exposure, exposure in high amounts to the terpenes and aromatic parts of the volatile oils and things. If you work in the cannabis industry, particularly in the processing, where it become really airborne, if you're not doing good practices, think about any industry, that kind of thing, you can develop an allergy to it. It would be an absolute tragedy.
We've got someone in the office here.
So we, of course, develop an allergy.
You can. So it's happened overseas, so you have to develop. That's part of why you see people in these Tyvek and that. It's not just, which is the overalls and the respirators and that. It's not just about, they're big pharma, but it's that, hey, you've got to produce a product that's clean for patients.
Because you're absorbing through your skin and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about protecting the workers too. You've got all the lights of the, the greenhouse, all the lighting as well too. So, but in other law reform news as well, Switzerland, and this has got a bit more relevance to what's going on right now in New Zealand, and that's that Switzerland is going to legalize medical cannabis, and the way that they're going to do it is by letting doctors just prescribe it and not having to ask for special permission.
Holy hell.
And what a brainwave, you know? I mean, that's kind of the what you'd think, right, is what we mean by legalizing medical cannabis, is you let doctors prescribe it. So Switzerland's going ahead and doing it. Meanwhile, we're at the kind of cusp of, we're right at the point where a consultation document is due to be released any moment now.
Okay.
Any day. Could be happening right now. No, it could be tomorrow. It could be next week. But we're here. It's at its sort of final stages. It's about to be released. That will give us a lot more idea about what the sort of options are in the medical cannabis scheme and what they're contemplating doing. And in my mind, one of the things that we need to do at a bare minimum is, like what Switzerland done, is change the way that doctors can prescribe it.
Right.
Because it makes absolutely no sense that they have, that these doctors that have gone through all this, years of training, medical degrees, and then they have to beg permission from a politician, the Minister of Health, for permission to prescribe cannabis, whereas they can willingly prescribe opiates that, as we all know, come with much higher risks. And including, a huge wave of overdoses in America and things like that. So it just makes no sense that they have to ask this permission of a politician. So that, in my mind, is the absolute bare minimum that we need to be looking for in there. And of course, local production, are they going to do it in a way that encourages it, or are they going to make it that it's really difficult to get involved? That's something that we need to look for. And what are the production standards? If they stick to GMP, which is the existing pharmaceutical standards, then again, that won't really change much. You can change the other things, but if you still say that the products have to be pharmaceutical standard, then we're waiting years or long, long time for things
to be
high.
So it's too high, that's what you're saying.
Yes, you kind of need to do all of them. You need to allow local production and let it do to a not quite farmer. It's still tested and safe for the patient, but the manufacturing process, you get to market a bit quicker, rather than having to throw away all your first crops because you're just doing them for testing.
Mm.
So instead you get to let people have them, which is how they've done it in Canada. Let the companies start with a almost farmer standard, and then they can work their way up to
upskill.
Mm.
Time up.
Exactly. And and patients get access quicker. That's the key thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
What else?
Well,
Chris,
what's next? MCANS, Medical Cannabis Awareness New Zealand, great charity doing work in the medical cannabis space with patients, have asked me to just draw attention that they do have a survey going right now of patients. They've collected, I think, well over 1,000 already.
When you say patients?
Patients who use cannabis medically, and what their requirements are, what their conditions might be, what difficulties they're having.
What do you mean? I don't understand. How do we have patients?
Well, there's like 1 in 20 New Zealanders are using cannabis medically right now.
Oh, yeah, so you're saying self-medication, though. You're not talking about... All right, that's where my confusion is.
People are already doing it, but there are legal people too. There's I think we're on 700 or 800 prescriptions for CBD, and there's been 100 or so for Sativex.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very expensive, and so people don't tend to renew them.
Right.
So that that's one of the things is the.
So they're asking people to do this
survey, and then they're taking it to the Ministry of Health, and they already did a preliminary presentation last week to them, and so they're continuing to collect some data from patients. So Google or MCANS Org NZ. And you can do that survey. Right awesome. On. And then heading back up to K Road, where we have First Thursday on tonight.
That's right.
Rain or shine.
Rain or rain.
Well,
but,
first
that's going to be awesome. Half of K Road is indoors. Yep. And, just...
We're back having a jam outside the shop again. But it looks like we might shift indoors there where your pseudo rolling area is.
Pseudo rolling.
If you are walking past the hemp store and you hear a little note or a slight little thing that just catches your ear, come on in and say hi. Grab a coffee.
There is so much going on as well. Mm-hmm. All over K Road. It is going to be awesome, and it's kind of one of these things where you've just got to go for an explore and discover.
Totally. Right on. Thank you so much, Chris.
All right. Catch you next week.
Bye. Do it, boy.
That was Marijuana Media.